In just a few days, we're going to mark a year since the deadly Capitol insurrection. Although there is extensive video evidence, firsthand accounts, a ton of legal documents related to the attack, Democrats and Republicans remain strongly divided over what exactly happened last January 6th and whether President Trump sparked the assault. All of that in a new Washington Post University of Maryland poll.
The president was told, you need to say directly to your people to go home, leave the Capitol. It took over 187 minutes to make that simple statement. Something wrong with that.
That is January 6th House Committee Chair Benny Thompson of Mississippi on NBC's Meet the Press this morning. And joining us live to talk about all this, Washington Post Chief Political Correspondent Dan Balz. Dan, people were asked how much violence there was that day. They were asked about the severity of the sentences handed down for some of the rioters. They were asked whether President Biden is the legitimately elected leader of our country. What are we learning from people's answers to some of those questions?
Thanks for having me on, and Happy New Year to you. We're learning that the people in the different parties have totally different views of what happened. And frankly, I think that the poll reveals the degree to which a majority of people who identify as Republicans are more or less in denial about what happened on January 6th. Majorities of Republicans don't think that the protest was particularly violent. They don't think that President Trump bears any responsibility for what happened. And we see this time and again through the poll. It's a striking set of findings. And after a year of, you know, clear evidence of what exactly happened and the prosecutions that are taking place and the investigations that are ongoing, the fact that there are still this many Republicans who see the world quite differently and at odds with all of the facts that we know tells us that this effort to get past what we have been through for several years is not happening.
Some people may be rattled to learn the number of Americans who say violent action against the government is justified at times. That is at 34%, much higher than in past polls.
It is. It's a very startling finding, and I think a worrisome finding. This question of what may be the outcome of future elections and how people on the losing side will respond to it. That 34% overall number, Republicans are at around 40%, as are independents. Democrats are in the 20s in their view, a noticeable portion of the entire electorate now sees that as justifiable under certain circumstances. And obviously, I think, you know, depending on which side of the defense people are sitting, they might have different reasons for why they see the justification, but it is a worrisome element. And, you know, we just had three retired generals do a op-ed piece for the Washington Post in which they basically warned about the possibility of civil war coming in after future elections. So I think that this poll is a reminder that violence now seems to be an option to people as they look at their grievances and wonder how to try to, you know, respond to them.
We're grateful to start the new year with you, Dan. And of course, we'll be talking so much more about this throughout this new year. You're very kind to come on with us. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Dimitri.
Dan Balz there. He is with the Washington Post sharing some of the results of this new Washington Post University of Maryland survey about how people in the different parties see the Capitol riot. We are pretty close to the 1 year mark.